I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
This week, the state of Texas will vote on an amendment to their state constitution. That is to say, that never again will an official authority be able to shut down the church at any time or any place. I say, go Texas, go. Come on, I'll even root for the horns on that day. I'm telling you, thank God that we're still living in enough freedom, and it's about time for Christians to rise and let your voice be heard. I wish I had some help in here. It takes faith to do that at a school board meeting. But I say roll them all out and roll in somebody that trusts God in this hour. Yeah. Loudoun County, Virginia, I pray it rolls right on over. Lying group of politicians have held it. Oh, here's my soapbox. Have held it for a long time. And now you got a father that shows up at a school board meeting and gets arrested for putting them on the spot because his daughter was raped in the bathroom by a transgendered child. I don't know any parents here in Northwest Florida. And if you're not somebody that would stand up for your children like that to the point of arrest, you might not need any children of your own. Because I got news for you. You touch my child, my grandchild, or anybody else, there will be a reaction. And it'll take faith, ladies and gentlemen, because I've stood before the school board before. But I got news for you. I don't care how many names you got behind you. I don't care what kind of PhD. I've got a master's degree. And the Lord said he'll put words in my mouth when I stand before the magistrate. He's just looking for faith in this hour. I'm almost done. Come on, musicians. So now I'm ready to preach this thing. Because we come down to verse number 23. Anybody got time for this? I'm almost done. He said, let us hold fast to our profession of faith. Our profession of faith. Here's the way it reads in the New International. I like this. Let us hold fast the it says confession. It should be profession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. I like the Amplified version. It says, so let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to his word. I like the Living Bible, and it says, now we can look forward to the salvation God has promised us. There is no longer any room for doubt, and we can tell others that salvation is ours, for there is no question that he will do what he says. That's worth shouting about right there. I'm going to give you 15 seconds to praise God that he is faithful. God is faithful. Let us hold fast to our profession. Most every commentary that I read behind use the term confession. But the scripture text says profession. There is a difference between confession and profession. But mostly you need to get these two words that are in there without wavering. Let us hold fast to our profession without wavering. Now there's going to be plenty of things that are going to hit you that's going to make you try to fall off of your mark. And those of you that have heard me teach and preach on the cross and the power of the cross, you understand that it is your position that the enemy is after. Because sometimes my condition and my position don't line up. The prodigal was in the pig pen, but he was still the father's son. Why is this important? Hold fast to your profession without wavering. Declare it without changing it. So for all of you that are in this building this morning and you pulled up on the parking lot, people drove down the road and they saw your car. They know you go to Pace Assembly. If you're not ashamed of Pace Assembly. If you are, find another church that you can be proud of. I'm not kidding. Why? Because this isn't time to play churchy games. I need a word from the Lord whenever I step into this sanctuary, because I'm fighting way too many battles and way too many devils for me to come and have a little pablum and a little cup of coffee and a donut and walk out the door the same way. I need some faith in my soul. Hold fast to your profession. Not wavering. You're going to encounter the forces of the devil, the flesh, the world, and the pressure. But this literally translates without wavering means not leaning. Now you know what the book of Proverbs chapter 3 says. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Why is that so important? He says, don't be leaning on anything other than your profession of faith in Christ Jesus. Now, I told you confession and profession are two different things. You might want to get this in your spirit, because confession, and it's found in the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. End of story. That's my confession. Confession is the formal statement of guilt and agreement with God. My confession is, yes, Lord, I'm guilty. I confess that I'm a sinner. I confess that I need you. I agree with your word, what you said about me. In many places, it's a doctrinal statement. It's a negative truth about you. That's the reason why I was amazed. I'm sorry. Here we go. I was amazed that the Pope would go ahead and say, serve communion to our president, after his own agenda says, abortion is okay. We got this thing all wrong. We're listening to a man instead of listening to God. And I got news for you. The law of God and the nature that was made by him will last when man's laws have changed and man goes off the scene. And yet we're having to deal with that. How do you deal with that? Hold fast to your profession of faith and don't turn it loose. In fact, you've got to be like the woman with the issue of blood that the Bible said she said within herself, after having her insurance canceled, after her doctor said, I can't do anything else for you, you're broke, you've spent everything you've got. She said, but if I can but touch the hem of his garment. That word touch right there means to grab hold of and not turn it loose. I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Your faith, when it grabs something, you better be ready to grab what God's everlasting word said. And if he said, by his stripes I am healed, then hold on to it until it comes to pass. Why, Pastor? Because he is faithful who promised it. Look at somebody and tell him, hold fast, he's faithful. Let me get this in your spirit, I'll be out of your way. Profession means to declare a positive claim about yourself that others may doubt. That's your profession. To declare a positive about yourself that others may doubt. So Jesus, at 12 years old, is sitting in the temple doing what he's sent to do. And his mom and daddy are running around trying to find out. We dedicated you in the house of God. What are you doing in the house of God? Right? And Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. I didn't come here to be your boy. I am the prophesied Messiah. Don't you remember what the angel said to you? Don't you know that you named me what the angel said, name me by faith that I was? Jesus, the Savior of the world, I'm on my mission. Come on, somebody. How important is this for us to get a hold of this? Because this is the profession of our faith. Now, some days, and I'm going to tell you, I know I'm built after the model of Joseph in the Bible. Not because I'm so great, but because I tell stuff that I shouldn't be saying. Come on, somebody. I know I'm feeling all alone up in here because all of y'all, oh no, I'm led by the Spirit. Yeah. I tell you what, I'm going to have that car. I'm going to have that motorcycle. I'm going to have. Declaring something about yourself that others may doubt. That you're not seeing or doing is a profession of your faith. I've had people tell me in this congregation, Pastor, I want you to pray with me. I'm telling you, I want God to bless my life because I know that He can trust me to get it through me to other people. I had someone send me a testimony this week that they had had on their eyes, they had had some kind of film or something that was just covering them. They couldn't see clearly even to do their job. But they believed God and said, you know what, I'm going to go down and get me some drops and whatever and do that. And went down to the store and walked in. Been praying and fasting prior to that. Lord, use my life. I want you to use my life. Don't you pray that prayer unless you're ready for God to use your life. Because it's going to cost you something. I said it's going to cost you something. They walked into the store, into the drugstore to buy the drops in there. And there was a little lady in there who, when they walked up to the cash register, was fumbling through her purse to try to find money to pay for the groceries. She kept fumbling and fumbling and fumbling, and the people behind her were lining up and people were getting frustrated. And so one of our members right here stepped out of the crowd and said, stepped up to the lady up there out of the way of everybody and said, I don't want her to know, I don't want anybody else to know, but whatever she has, just give the bill to me and I'm gonna pay for it. God's told me to pay this thing. They handed the receipt to the lady and said, you go right over here, and the line kept right on going. Went ahead and laid the money out for the woman to be able to pay for her stuff. Walked out the door. One of the attendants came out and said, sir, thank you so much for doing that. You didn't have to do that. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I'm trusting God for me, and I will make it happen for somebody else. And suddenly, the individual told me, even though they had just bought the drops, the eyes cleared up in a moment. Do you know whatever it is that God, oh my God, I feel something coming up to the backside of my head. Do you know all God's waiting on you to do is take a step of faith and profess things that you have not seen, but believe. There's going to be plenty of doubters out there, but go ahead and say what God said, and you don't have to worry about taking it to the bank. God will be faithful who promised it.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ, is coming soon.